the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is episode number 31 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. Now, to subscribe to this podcast, go out to schoolpodcasting.com, or if you'd like to send me an email, go to schoolpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. On the show today, we're going to be talking about some contest tips, a little do as I say, not as I do, and I'll be talking about the virtual podcasting expo that is actually going on today. That's right. Probably by the time you hear this, you can go to it. And that is actually one of my points. Now, one of the things I wanted to mention, and I'm going to try to keep this short, is if you're holding a contest, keep in mind that one of the best things about podcasting is people can download your show and listen to it wherever, but more importantly, whenever they want. Now, I say this because that the Musicians Cooler is I joined the Pod Show Network, and you know, whoop-de-doo, I'm not here to toot my horn, but here's the thing, and this is why I bring this up. Okay, that was announced on Monday. Today is Friday, the first day of the expo, and I had people yesterday email me and go, hey, I just heard about the announcement. So my point is, if you're doing a weekly podcast and you say, okay, you've got 1 week to do blah, 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 and the winner wins, yada, 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 there may be some people that don't get that information. Now, if you've got 1,000 subscribers and only 500 people hear that, that's a little different than if you've got 100 subscribers and only, you know, 50 people. So keep in mind that while most people, especially if you have if you're very consistent on posting shows, like I always post a show on Monday. This is kind of a special Friday edition. But keep in mind that not everybody listens to your show the first day it was posted. So I say that now as a do as I say, not as I do situation, because a couple things. I'm going to be at the International Podcasting Expo, and this is going on this weekend, and you can actually some things I wanted to point out. It's very easy. You can actually go to if you want to see it, you can go to virtualpodcastingexpo.com, and there's a welcome mat there. You just click on the expo hall and you can go in. I'll have a link right to the seminar schedule and some other things that are going on. There's a podcast chat lounge. This is a place to come and chat to others using basically voice over IP technology. The live voice chat lounge will be available for bookings when we have volunteers to open it in a moderated environment. There are also exhibitor halls. Now, this is one of the reasons why I decided to actually attend this, is there's actually a decent amount of exhibitors. For instance, FeedBurner is going to be there, PR Web is going to be there, Click and Buy is going to be there. And really, at this point, let me tell anybody here, if you're busy this weekend and you have no plans on attending this webinar, you know, you might as well turn it off now. I will let you know that I am giving away 5 free subscriptions at the expo. Now, the expo is giving away 5, and I'm giving away 5. And how you get my 5, if you don't win one of the 5, is simply come into the booth there. I'll be manning it there. You can see my hours. And simply, here's the phrase that pays. Are you ready for this? This is what happens when Dave makes up phrase that pays. It is 5:27 in the morning. Just come into the booth and say, quit itching your feet, which is what I was doing 2 minutes ago. And I figured nobody, the only reason why somebody would come into the booth and say, quit itching your feet, is because you heard this in a podcast. Now, it doesn't do any good to email that to me. You've got to do it at the expo, at the booth. Now, some other things that are going on that are free. These are all things you can win, not from me, but from other people at the podcast. Now, and with that, let me say, if you're not going to this expo, you might as well, you know, turn it off, because that's all I'm going to be talking about for the rest of the show, and I don't want to waste your time. But here are some free things you can win: a free podcasting multimedia ebook, a free recording and editing program, free telephone recording line for testimonials, three podcasting handbook, a 12 CD set at $250 value. I want to win that. A 3-day online podcasting conference course, a $300 value, a 30-minute podcast production, an audio recording 101 course, a $50 value, a 60-second commercial, $25 value, two 128-megabyte MP3 players. That's just from the actual... That's from First Podcasting Publishing, who's actually the people behind this. You know, all sorts of things from Animal Talk Naturally giveaways, two CDs with two shows of each Animal Talk, so... Let's go down. Feedburner, you can get an upgrade to the Total Stats. And I'm hoping this isn't breaking up, because I'm doing multiple things here. I'm recording and I'm scrolling here. Free one-of-a-kind Shuffle Mint MP3 player. Free podcast optimization report. 1 30-second commercial will be played on Coolcast Radio. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This, you can see this at the International Podcast Expo. Now, if you're going to go to this, please go over to schoolofpodcasting.net and sign up for my site, because I get a little bit of a finder's fee, and you're like, oh, Dave, that's why you're doing this, huh? You're trying to make a buck. Well, one would be, yeah. But number two, if nobody comes to this thing, I'm going to be sitting in a booth bored out of my gourd. And I'd like to have somebody come by and chat. So I'm setting a bunch of time aside. So feel free to come by and just quiz me and, you know, whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to be there to talk to people. 100 ways to work with a virtual assistant. Let's see what else is going on. How to turn listeners into clients. Two copies of the most comprehensive how-to podcast multimedia ebook in the market, Podcasting Adventures Online. Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but that's my own opinion. Shh. Todd Cochran, podcasting the do-it-yourself guide book. He's going to give away 5 of those. And again, it just goes... I mean, the list is really, really long, and I've already been talking for quite some time now. So I'll have a link. Yeah, I'm at 7 minutes. I want to keep this under 10. So let me give you the list of other people that are going to be at the show. Okay, here are some exhibitors. Again, First Pod are the people that are kind of putting this on. Capricia, Interactive Marketing. These are just some of them, okay? Podcast Media Services. Raw Voice, which is Todd Cochran, and he's got a lot of projects going on. Feedburner, PR Web, Coolcast Radio, which is an internet radio station that's now carrying podcasts. Click and Buy, Internet Voices Radio, Podcast for Teachers, Voice Master Specialist Training, PodcastingConferences.com. That's interesting. That's new. They weren't there yesterday. Video Production Secrets. I mean, that's just some of them. And then if I go up... I lost my list of... But there's going to be seminars on things like how to podcast for $6 a month, how you can... Dr. Tony Marino is going to be there from... The podcast radio show, talking about monetizing your podcast. There'll be technical tips from a lot of the people from the Podcaster News is going to be there. A lot of things like that. So you can go over to the site, check out the schedules, check out the free stuff you can win, and register. And I hope to see you there. Gads, I almost forgot. Saturday at 7, I'll be doing a presentation on if you've ever thought of starting a music-based podcast. Now, this is slotted to go an hour. And I'm not going to have an hour. Well, I don't want to say I'm not going to have an hour's worth of material, but there's a good chance that I may run a little short. So if you just want to come by and grill me, because in reality, a lot of this is going to be about planning your podcast. And that's really going to apply whether or not you're doing a music-based podcast or not. I mean, granted, there'll be some things about PodSafe music and things like that, but I will be doing that's Saturday at 7. So if you want to come by and check that out, I'll be doing that as well as manning my booth Now, I won't be able to do both at the same time. I'm still working on that cloning thing, but haven't quite got that perfected yet. So check that out. That's what else is. That's another thing I'm doing at the expo. And if not, you can hear about the expo on the next podcast. Some things that are coming up in future shows, because I want to wrap it up here. Number one, we had a lot of response out at schoolofpodcasting.net. He said yawning because it was now 5:38 in the morning. A lot of comments on my iPod review, whether or not to buy one or not. So I'll be revealing those in a future podcast. Also, we'll be talking to Rich Palmer of Audio Gumshoe. And I also mentioned in a previous students-only podcast some voiceover stuff. If you go to richpalmer.com, Rich also does voiceover work. And Rich is a super nice guy, but we'll be talking about Rich's travels as he has been forced to legally change the name of his podcast. So that'll be coming up in future shows as well, and he'll be giving you some tips if you're brand new to podcasting on some things you may want to consider before you name your podcast, so you don't find yourself going to the mailbox and getting a cease and desist letter. Yeah, it's an interesting story, and he's nice enough to agree to come on the show and talk about it. So that's what's coming up in future episodes. Hope to see you again. The expo starts today. So hope to see everyone today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Otherwise, I'm going to be really bored. This is Dave Jackson. And again, all the show notes will be at schoolpodcasting.net. All of our resources and our tutorials are at schoolpodcasting.com. And to contact me, simply dial it in, 888-563-3228, or email me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. And until we meet again, class dismissed.